there is a French version of YouTube now. Just as there are, of course, French versions of practically every big Hollywood film, with name actors dubbing in the dialogue. For instance, an actor named Daniel Beretta has been the voice of Arnold Schwarzenegger since 1987. And this is the voice coming out of Samuel L. Jackson's mouth in the movie Black Snake Moan.
Je crois qu'on devrait discuter un peu avant.
Non, monsieur. Vraiment, faut que j'y aille.
Tu ferais mieux de rassembler tes esprits.
So, who's this guy?
My name is Thierry Desrose. I'm a French actor and I do the voice of Samuel L. Jackson.
You know what they call a quarter pound of a cheese in France?
My voice is nearly the same, not the same really, because we've got many different accent and intonation, and but it's very close.
Mm-hmm. Ça, c'est un excellent hamburger.
I never did dubbing before. I was in theater, and a woman came and she saw the play, and she called me and said, can you come to make a casting for a movie? And nobody knew this movie would be a very big movie. It was Pulp Fiction.
You read the Bible, Ringo?
The big scene when he said, do you read the Bible?
Ezekiel 25:17.
It was so hard to do.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all.
Not just saying the words, but to be with him and to be like him, you know?
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill.
Béni soit-il l'homme de bonne volonté qui, au nom de la charité, se fait le berger des faibles, qu'il guide dans la vallée d'ombre de la mort et des larmes, car il est le gardien et la providence des enfants qui se sont égarés.
Everybody remember this scene. I met a lot of young actors who took this scene for an audition because it's, for us in France, it's a very, very strong scene.
The truth is, you're the weak. And I am the tyranny of evil men.
Ce qui est vrai, c'est que tu es le faible et que je suis la tyrannie des méchants.
But I'm trying, Ringo.
Mais moi, j'essaie, Ringo.
I'm trying real hard to be the shepherd.
Au prix d'un effort harassant de protéger les faibles.
Since Pulp Fiction, I did 28 movies with him.
My name is Blade.
I do the voice of Wesley Snipes.
Je m'appelle Blade. Je suis né mi-humain, mi-vampire.
I did Lawrence Fishburne. We were two actors. We do Lawrence Fishburne. And I'm the French voice of Eric Lassalle, the doctor in UR. E-R? E-R. Because it's called Urgence in French. They are all black. It's just because people have no time to, you know, to think or find the real voice. And it's not right, because I know many white guys who dub black actors. And I dub sometimes white actors. But it's easier. And for me, it's okay, because I have work. To dub a movie, you've got the screen, and under you've got a white band, which is written the text on it. And you have to watch what the actor does. And you try to understand what does the actor gave in the scene, and then you play.
Pour trouver le chasseur, il faut dénicher sa proie.
You want to catch the hunter, you start with the prey.
If you don't play the same, if you just make the voice, if you don't try to feel like he felt when he did the movie, you are not in the screen, so it doesn't work. The most important is to watch the eyes, because if the feeling is okay with the original acting, you see it in the eyes.
You know all those security scenarios we ran? Well, I'm smack in the middle of one we didn't think of.
I dubbed The Snake on a Plane. Everybody knows the story. I mean, there are snakes in the plane. And there's a big catastrophe, and Samuel L. Jackson is the hero. So everything goes okay at the end.
Tu sais qu'on avait imaginé tous les scénarios possibles, mais je suis face à un auquel on n'avait pas pensé.
I'm in the service of the actor and the movie, and even if I don't like it, I have to do it, because he did it. Sometimes I can ask to myself, why he did this movie? Why? To dub, you have to be in the service of the original. For me, it's a good school of humility. Because That's not you who plays the part.
I think we should be leaving now.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
You have to forget yourself and go in the movie.
Je crois qu'on devrait peut-être y aller, là.
Oui, c'est pas une mauvaise idée.
French actor Terry DeRose. Sarah Elsis produced our story. That is the end of this week's show. Thank you very much for listening. And please join us again next week. Although in the meantime, you can go to studio360.org and sign up for our weekly newsletter and our podcast. Our program is produced by WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Lital Mulad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Medinowski,
Sarah Lilly,
Rob Weisberg,
Deanna Kashani.
And our theme music is by David Van Tegum.
Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, supporting CARE in its efforts to alleviate global poverty, on the web at care.org, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
PRI, Public Radio International.
Next time in Studio 360...
I don't need a new car. These things.
Okay. A fresh college graduate sells off his possessions, then heads off to live alone off the grid in the Alaskan wilderness.
What are you doing when we're there? Now you're in the wild. Just, what are you doing?
You're just living.
It all happens in Sean Penn's new movie, Into the Wild, next time in Studio 360 from PRI.